hello from the garden as I'm walking up the hill through this rather waterlogged upper garden. The rain water, or the rain rather, that we had for more than 3 days, torrential rain, is still present here. On the top garden, we have two gardens. We call it the top garden and the bottom garden. The top garden is a slope of a hill, and the I've mentioned this before, the ground here is very clay-like, and therefore the rainwater doesn't necessarily soak in deep, but it comes underneath where the grass is on that top layer of earth, and then it runs away down the hill, gushes down the hill sometimes, and then goes off into the storm drains. And in a previous podcast I talked about the storm drains. They hadn't been cleared, I can tell you that now. They hadn't been cleared at the end of last season, and then when we had this torrential downpour they just filled up and then just broke. So I'm stood on the hill at the moment looking across the valley. If you go back on the Baby Boomer podcast site, there's one of my occasional videos. I'm going to put occasional videos up there, and you'll be able to see the flooded fields next to the house. And as I'm looking across now, the water level has significantly decreased, which is a good sign. There is sun out now. This is about 5:30 in the afternoon. We've had the clock change. So, yeah, we have the sun out. There are blossoms everywhere. All the fruit trees are now blossoming. Over where my neighbour is, God, they're so white. It's unbelievable. And the long-range weather forecast, medium to long-range weather forecast, says that we're not going to get any more cold, and definitely no more frost, which means this year we're going to have fruit, and that means we can make jams, and it also means that Tamara's father can make rakia brandy, domestic brandy. But it is very soggy here, and you can hear the wind. I've got a, what do they call it? I love cats. We have 7 of them here, as well as our 2 dogs. But these wind covers are called dead cats, I think. But I have one of those on. My field recorder at the moment. So I'm not recording this on the DJI Mic Mini or on my phone. I'm using my Zoom field recorder. And I've been watching a lot of videos recently about field recording and what you can achieve. I'm going to start looking at that as maybe a hobby to replace video. I like making videos, especially being an older guy here and talking about my life as an older person in Bosnia and Herzegovina. But I still, deeply inside, and I've mentioned this, I know I bore you with this, but I do like audio storytelling. It is a lot harder than video storytelling for me. But I watched some of those videos, and then I thought, well, I've got this equipment, and can I use it properly? I mean, I paid for it. So, yeah, I have in my hand at the moment on a small sort of like tripod that I've got is my Zoom H6, and I'm just using the omnidirectional microphone that comes with it, although I can put 4 other microphones on it. I'm not going to bore you with the technical specs, but the quality is like amazing. And yesterday tells you how slow I am sometimes. I found out that I can just plug a cable in to download off the disc, the card inside it. So yeah, I put out my recorder the other day on the windowsill of my office and just recorded the ambient sounds, just as an experiment to see could I do it. And then I did very, very little in the way of editing, and I then posted it as a Substack note, and people said they really liked it. And in fact, one person said, why don't you put those on your podcast channel just as ambient field recordings? So I might do that. Yeah, I think I'll do that, a couple of those, and see if you like those. But I've also come to the conclusion that when I'm mobile, I won't be able to take this all the time with me, and I'll have to do some things on my phone. And I have my DJI Mic Mini, which is going to be great for doing car vlogs. Tamara and I did a little experiment yesterday, and it sounded quite cool, actually. So we might do some of those. But I've got enough tools now to make what I think will be good audio quality. You'll tell me if I'm wrong, I'm sure. And Mark, who listens, Mark Cotton, who's an expert in all things audio, he gave me a good confidence boost by saying, you're doing all right, my mate. So let's see how I'm doing recording my voice, because I can't see the meter, so I'm hoping that this isn't getting distorted. So yeah, I'm really thinking about this field recording. It just is fascinating. So I've got some ideas in my mind. I'm going to walk down by the river and see if I can record the sound of the River Verbas. And I've got to get up one morning at 4 o'clock. I really do have to get up at that time to record the full dawn chorus for you before the people in the village are up driving either into the city to go to work or in their tractors to come and work in the fields. The problem with me is getting up early in the morning. I'm sure it is with you as well. So we'll see how that goes. But that's one of the things that I really, really want to do. And the other update is, I had thought of having my podcast hosted somewhere as an alternative to Substack. And I've decided that I'm going to stick with Substack. I can save the money on hosting. I am a pensioner. I have to really start to learn to look after the pennies, because the pennies will turn into pounds, right? At the end of the day, or euros, or whatever you want to call it. So I'm going in all in with Substack at the moment. I can keep my archive on an external hard drive. So I should spend my money on an external hard drive instead of a monthly subscription. So that's what I'm going to do. And the great thing about Substack is that I can have this podcast on Spotify or Apple, Pocket Casts, and all the others. And by the way, wherever you're listening to this, please do leave a review or a comment. I didn't realise how easy it was to make a comment on Spotify. It's at the bottom when you listen to the audio. So if you're a Spotify listener, please say hello. Or wherever you're listening to this, please say hello. That would be really, really cool. And so I'll have this, a Baby Boomer in Bosnia podcast, and then I do my interviews with interesting people about the region, which will be on my other podcast. So two podcasts. I do have my YouTube channel where I will put these, just to see if anybody wants to listen to them there, because to be honest with you, nobody listens to audio podcasts on YouTube. YouTube says they do, but there's reality and dreams, right? So that's the update. The weather's looking better. We didn't get hurt by the flood, and very few people in the village, thank goodness, didn't either. Came very close. But let's crack on now with a nice spring. Lots of stories to tell you about fruit picking. The next podcast, I'd like to talk to you about my experiences that I had yesterday when I went with Tamara to visit her extended family to celebrate Ramazansky Bayram, which is a celebration at the end of Ramadan for the Muslim community, Islamic community in Bosnia. I'd never been to one before, and I'll tell you all about that, maybe put some pictures up as well. So that's it from this one. Stay safe wherever you are. Vidimo se uskoro. I'll see you soon. And yeah, don't forget, any comments, any questions, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Yeah, and I've got somebody visiting tomorrow, so we'll be talking about podcasting there as well. So yeah, a lot happening in the life of an over 70s Brit living in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bye for now.